Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on danger for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media to just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them. That's straight from Mike P. Jump on your bike, let's hit.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that last sentence. What did Mike P say, Phil?
Fuck them.
Oh, I think that's what you did say. You did say, good evening, everybody. Good evening, good morning, wherever you are in
here. Including offensive language. Viewer discretion is a...
And again, 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 and again. Good morning, good evening, whatever time you are, wherever you're joining us. This is the Philip in Beale Show. Good night, good evening, good morning, everybody. I'm all in a good mood tonight. You know what? I've been talking about this. I'm getting a lot of Marine Corps information. Oh, by the way, I spoke to the... one of the big wigs at Camp Pendleton, and they've asked us about putting on the Toys for Tots program. So I said that we could do that. We used my shop, set it up and all that, and so you know, I'll do the follow through on that, because we support and endorse the Marine Corps for many, many years, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
We're not crazy about our government, but we do love this country.
We got that Semper Fi deal coming up here.
That's coming up pretty quick, pretty quick.
May 15th, I think. Oh,
16.
That's sure I don't have the flyer right in front of me.
Well, we've been supporting and endorsing many events at the Mount Soledad Cross and hooking up the Marines everywhere, so we're all about this stuff here. So you want to hear, you want to start your little crazy stuff tonight?
Yeah, we're...
What does that mean, 90 seconds? We're off the air in 90 seconds?
No, we're on.
Okay, what the hell is that? All right. All right, I'm going to ask you something, Philip. You and I have not gone over this here, so I don't know how you're going to react to this, but it's the type of mood I'm in tonight, okay? I'm in a funky mood. A Philippine court entered a not guilty plea this past February for a Marine charged with the murder of a transgender Filipino.
Uh-huh.
He was stationed out there in the Philippines.
No, actually, no. I think it's going to restart itself, but we'll be okay.
All right. Do I just keep talking, or do I hold it?
No, let it do what it's going to do.
Okay.
Sometimes we get a little crazy with this.
All right.
But, yeah, I got a message. Remember that Kelly's Lot?
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Santa Anita Racetrack in Arcadia. The show starts Saturday night at 8.
What's fitting with that? And you're talking about an event coming up there in San Bernardino with Toby Keith and some of the people in that
city. That's at the end of May.
And yes, and what is that for again exactly?
It's
the military. You know that,
yeah.
Is that tied
it all up? It all goes to the American Soldier Network.
Yeah, is that all tied up with the boot? Okay.
Boot
what
program.
Is this? What is
boot
it?
Program. Don't worry. Okay. Boot program picked up and moved to Texas, Bill.
Oh, so we're not involved in that.
They picked up and moved to Texas because they get cheap in Texas.
Okay.
More money for them.
All right, then. So.
And they buy one house for one guy.
Okay, well, you know.
That's what I understand.
We thank all the people who are involved in that. We hope they do a good job in Texas. And, okay, where are you helping military out? Military is military, so that's all good. So now, if we are back on, I'm going to try talking again about something because I'm in a funky mood. A Philippine court entered a not guilty Marine, February 23rd, for Marine charged with the murder of a transgender Filipino.
I believe so.
Okay, this gentleman here, I'm not going to go through all stuff here. I'm not going to use his name or nothing there. This transgender Filipino, and I won't use his, her name either.
He was actually, the ship was actually in there for a port call, Bill.
Yeah, and he hooked up with that person, and she was a, now this is the point I'm trying to make here, actually, surprisingly. This was a person who was charging money for services.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sorry that the transgender person lost their life. I don't think anybody should lose their life. However, I take great umbrage with the fact that I think if this transgender person was charging for the services, they have a right for full declaration. You have to declare, hey, I am not a woman, I'm a transgender. If you're charging money, I think that's their responsibility. What do you think about that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you go to a bar somewhere and you hook up with somebody, and the truth of the matter is, neither one of you are going to, you know, it's just consensual sex. You guys got to work that among yourselves. But I'm saying that anytime we have somebody that's charging money, then I'm going to put them in the capacity as a professional, and I think they have an obligation to say to the person, hey, I am not a woman, I am a transgender, and before we proceed any further, I think you need to know all that. I think that if the person did proceed it, that'd be one thing. If they didn't, they'd break it off. But once you include money, I'm telling you, any form of prostitution, I think you need to tell everybody what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So this young man, unfortunately, he murdered the transgender. Now, obviously a fit of rage, a fit of whatever you want to say. I don't condone murder. I'm just trying to say that if you're going to collect money, you can let everybody know what's going on. That's how I feel about that. And I want you to know that just recently 4,500 Marines and sailors of the Matkin Island Amphibious Ready Group, they came back to San Diego on February 25th. Did you see them come in at all, Phil?
Yeah, I seen them come in and be working on that pretty soon.
Okay, then. They were, they had a jam-packed deployment that includes strikes on the Islamic State in Iraq, as well as work with the Kuwait, Saudi, and mission, excuse me, and British forces. They, during the deployment, they transitioned to nearly 35,000 nautical miles. I don't know what the hell that means, but that's a lot of stuff to me. So,
means their trip.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with them. Because I don't know what nautical miles is, how many miles it is, and all that. So I got a phone call, and people said to me the other day, Bill, where are our armed forces serving? And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I happen to get the information, the best of the current knowledge. We have got in Afghanistan supporting the Arms Liaison Team Division 2nd Air. Oh, I'm reading all this stuff. I'm tired about stuff here. Okay. They are conducting operation in support of the Georgia deployment program. Okay, we have got Marine Corps in Afghanistan supporting the Georgia deployment. Who the hell are they helping? The
Georgians are there. Hold on. I had that right here.
Okay. I'll continue reading, but I'll wait for you.
Right here. It's basically, Bill, this is from 3 hours ago, but Marines and Georgian soldiers will deploy together as part of NATO's Resolute Support Mission in Afghanistan. It's truly impressive how far we have come together as a team in our ability to persecute the mission on behalf of NATO and the international coalition. That was Brigadier General Norman L. Cooling, Deputy Commander of U.S. Marine Forces, Europe and Africa.
Okay, well, why are we over in Afghanistan? So we're telling them now. All right, we'll press on. Belize. The Marine Corps Forces Self-Security Cooperation Team is training local troops in Belize.
Mm-hmm.
Something going on in Belize I don't know about?
Things going on all over, though.
Why are we helping these people over here? We have a Marine Civil Affairs team working with the Belizean Defense Force and Coast Guard to conduct, are you ready now, civil military operations to maintain stability in the country of Belize. We are keeping the country of Belize afloat. I didn't know that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's skip down a little bit. We got California. We got stuff going everywhere. But El Salvador, Marine Corps Forces Self-Security Cooperation Team is training local troops.
Just to let you know,
yes.
This is all public information. So we're not committing any felony.
Oh, no.
Committing any felony.
Nobody is giving information. No, this is information that's been released by the military for us to be in edification. Georgia. Now, I'm not talking about Georgia. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my God, hang on a sec. Marine All-Weather Fighter Attack Squadron is participating in exercise Sentry Savannah, held at Savannah Combat Readiness Training Center in cooperation with the Air Force. So give me one sec. No, that is America.
That's correct.
And this Georgia, I was thinking, was, you know, the Russian Georgia. No, it's America's Georgia. Guantanamo. Marine Corps Force is training the Guantanamoan Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So we're over there training them.
Guatemalan.
What's going on over there?
I don't know. Why do we got 29 Marine outfits running around the United States practicing riot control?
I can't figure this out here. The Gulf of Aden, and that is in number 7 off of Africa. We're over there conducting a bilateral exercise with the French aircraft carrier Charles de Gaulle. So we're working with the French on exercises off Africa. Let me figure that one out. All right, then. Honduras. We got major forces in Honduras. And what we're doing is we're training the Honduran Marines.
Mm-hmm.
Iraq. We have Marines with special purpose Marine Anti-Ground Task Force Crisis Response Central Command. They're protecting the United States Embassy in Baghdad. All right, that makes good sense to me. Now, also, though, in Iraq, we have a bunch of Marines with the SPMAGTF, Crisis Response Teams. They're training local soldiers in Iraq for the ongoing fight with the Islamic State group. Okay. Japan, we have got, we got too many to talk about over there. But okay, Kuwait. 2,300 Marines are deployed to respond to emergencies in the Middle East. Units located all over the region. I'm not going to say all the names and all that. It's way, way too much in here. Let's get over to the South China Sea, 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit. They are launching its spring patrol of the Asian Pacific region. Okay. This one may catch you, Philip. Spain. Explosive ordnance disposal technicians are over in Spain, ready to respond to emergencies in Africa and Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know we were working out in Spain?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. They break this all down to who's doing what and all that, but the truth of the matter is, I find it kind of boring, the numbers, so I'm not going to go into for all that stuff there. I just bring this out to you because at time to time, I don't know where all the American troops are. I don't know if the information that I have here, which is current and is right from the government, I don't know if that's all the information. There's something else over here. First of all, I said the Marines are in Georgia. Well, now they're fighting in the Soviet Union, Georgia, also. And they're working with the Marines to work alongside the Georgians in Afghanistan. So we're in both Georgias. We're in Soviet Union, Georgia, and we're in Georgia, you know. Okay, what else? I want to touch you a little bit in here. Oh, this is you're just going to make you people so happy. Now, for all you Marines that joined, all you Marines are going to make a career out of it. This is the official statement from the United States Marine Corps.
You're fucked.
That's about it, guys. The assistant commander of the Marine Corps underscored just how much competition faces would be second-term Marines as the Corps continues to draw down. At this point in time, they plan on keeping only 1 in every 5 Marines. When it's time for you to get out, they want you to get out. They would like to get them down to 1 to 3. Right now, it's 1 to 5 is going to stay. So 20% will stay in, and 80% will be on their way back to civilian life. Boys and girls, does this kind of scare you? Because it definitely scares me. We also had a talk that, I don't know if you heard this, Philip. They're going to expand or extend the age of age for guys joining the military. I don't know what the cutoff is now, but they're going to make it for older people. And they're also for people that got misdemeanors. They're going to take misdemeanors in now.
They're going to take everything.
Yep. Yeah.
As well as your health factors. If you have any pre-existing conditions, or as before, depending on what it was, they took you in. Now, nothing. See, but right now, Bill, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. Who said that?
Well, I cannot see it, but I can see the picture from over here.
Wait, let me repeat it again. There's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot.
And again, I cannot read it, but I can see the picture. It's okay.
I'll give you a hint.
I can see the picture.
I give you a hint. It was 7 days before he was assassinated.
And from over here, again, he's got the same name as me. His name is Bill?
No.
It's Kennedy, folks. It's Kennedy. They're talking about now... much of the damage that ultraviolet radiation does to skin occurs hours after sun exposure.
Mm-hmm.
So even when it turns dark right now, you have a tendency... The Marine Corps is really concerned with two issues now. Sun damage and, of course, foot rot.
Mm-hmm.
They have new programs coming up here now trying to put stuff in the boots so you won't have to deal with that anymore. All right, so what are we talking about next? And we talk about time to time... I'm sorry to make this so repetitious, but I got to talk about it. Suicide among active duty troops and veterans has plagued psychological researchers for the past decade. Early in the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, rates of suicide thoughts, attempts, and completions increased by more than 50%. Now, the government's put millions of research dollars into blah, 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 blah. But a definitive explanation remains elusive. There is little consensus on which interventions are most effective for preventing suicide. Over the past 2 years, 152 soldiers with past suicide attempts or suicide thoughts with the attempt to die were randomly assigned to a couple groups. These people are all messed up. At the end of the study, 31 suicides were meant by the soldiers that they were training and working with so they didn't try to kill themselves. In that group of 152, 31 committed suicide anyway while receiving training for this. Oh, my God. We are doing something wrong when we're getting these people out of... The military. These people are receiving training, I understand that. They're helping them get out, but why are we losing these people? These are our sons and our daughters. Why are we losing them? I don't know. I'm just trying to make this just gentle. I don't want to bore everybody. Oh, this will make you happy.
Huh.
I say now at least one cup of coffee a day helps fight cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You're a coffee drinker.
Yep.
I'm not, but you are, sir. Oh, I don't want to talk about that. That's the board. I'm going to switch over to this other page I have here. Let me stay with me here, folks, because we got some stuff I'm interested in here. All right, the Marine Corps is now, and this is kind of interesting, too. We know where the Marines are in shape, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to, well, you guys had to run PTs, and you had to do training to make sure year-round you're in shape. Now the Marine Corps is finally realizing a weight loss plan for spouses. These women are sitting at home, they're not, or men are sitting at home, they're not getting enough exercise, and we have a lot of spouses which are really out of shape, and yet their husbands or wives that are working... They're in outstanding shape, and this is causing a little bit of complaining, you know. I'm looking here. No, I don't want to talk about that either. I know I'm off a lot on Camp Pendleton tonight, but I got a lot of information. I just don't really want everybody to leave. Yeah, the Army, Navy, and Marine Corps does not know how many enlisted troops they have separated for mental conditions that didn't merit disability pay. You go with that a little bit too. We're going to kick you out of the service because of mental conditions, but you're not in a situation where you receive any disability pay. So we're putting them on the streets. Hopefully they can get a job. When with this disability problem, they're not going to get a job.
No.
Okay, it's a failing.
There are also a bill that came out of an article the other day. I was looking for it earlier. I couldn't find it. But they're going to pass a law that doctors cannot ask how many guns you have.
Doctors need to know anyway.
When you go to the VA, they ask you.
Oh, I didn't know that. But you know, I don't.
How many gun locks do you need?
I am a vet, but I don't know about that. Okay, this is a failing that prevents the Pentagon officials from knowing which troops with combat-related disorders were wrongfully discharged. A government accountability officer says, when discharging service members for non-disability mental conditions, the services separate most under the label condition, not a disability. If you have a condition, you don't qualify for any aid. You have to have a disability. Now, Defense Department requires the uses of special codes, but the Army and Marine Corps officials said they don't use the codes. They don't want separating soldiers to be stigmatized when seeking future employment, but they have problems.
It's got a message, Bill, that...
Yes. Is it the general?
We're recording. No, we're on the...
Have I overstepped my bounds again?